Hello, welcome to the Rainbow and Bloom podcast. I am Melissa. Thank you for listening again. And my last episode, I said that I would commit myself to doing another episode in exactly a week. I almost made it. I'm going to count this as Wednesday. But anyway, thank you for tuning back in. And, you know, I wanted to talk to you about something that I've been dealing with for the past few years now. It's going on, it is actually 10 years. Time flies. So in 2012, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma in my lungs, and I had to undergo chemotherapy. I did chemotherapy, I did immune therapy, which actually saved my life. And I did a stem cell transplant of my own stem cells because they were cancer-free. So yeah, it's a long ordeal that I went through. And so, you know, you survive. By the way, I have a book that's available on Amazon called How Death Saved My Life. And it covers a lot of what I went through. With dealing with two very serious illnesses at the same time. But so you come out of it, you're in remission and everything at some point. It takes 5 years to, after you're basically cancer-free, to be officially in remission. So I'm in remission. But remission doesn't mean you're out of cancer-free and clear, or you're not affected by that experience. And so that's what I wanted to talk to you a little bit about today. If you've ever had cancer, let me know if you can relate to any of what I'm saying. So there are a few things that you have to deal with. There are quite a few ripple effects and long-term effects of chemotherapy. And, you know, obviously when you have cancer and you have to go through all that, there's the emotional toll, there's the psychological toll, having to endure and persevere through all that. And it breaks you down in a way, but it makes you stronger ultimately in the long run. But a lot of physical effects of all of that, and like your body externally and internally. For me, there's a few things, but the one thing that I wanted to talk about is, I call it now chemo brain. This just occurred to me. It's chemo brain. And it does not go away. So during that whole experience, I spent about 6 months in the hospital, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, at the worst time, yeah, I was in the hospital. And there were times when, I guess because I was so overloaded with medications, and including very serious painkillers, heavy painkillers, oxy and all of that, I could not form sentences. Like it took a lot of effort to complete a thought. I remember my brother was asking me to give him a grocery list, and I was trying so hard. I said one thing, I think, and then I was just like, I could not get to the next thought. And he said, just forget it, let me know later. But I couldn't do it, and I couldn't write. I tried really hard to write, and it would come out as a little scribble for whatever reason, like my brain couldn't communicate properly with my hand or whatever. But now the long-term impact is my memory. Like my memory is very, very bad. And recognizing things. So recognizing faces is very hard for me. I used to be able to recognize somebody. If I saw you from the front, I would know you from the back. It just went hand in hand. Like I would notice the shape of your head, how you walk, how you hold your shoulders, all everything. It was instant. So if I had seen the person from the front, I'd know them from the back, right? And I can't be, I know you probably understand what I mean by that. You probably do the same thing. But I was very good at recognizing people. And now I'm not. Like, I can see the same person over and over, and I will not recognize their face. I have to ask for people's names often. Like, they'll tell me their name, and I will not remember. I have to see them and talk to them a few times, and I get really embarrassed. Do you ever get embarrassed when you have to ask somebody their name? Somebody you talk to, you're friendly, whatever, and they've probably told you their name in the past, but you don't remember. And you don't want to ask them because it feels like it's going to be really rude or insulting to ask their name. Like, how could you forget my name? Because your name is important to you. It represents who you are. It's part of your foundational identity, your name. That's one of the first things you get when you're born. You get your parents, you get your name, and you get your gender. Hello. And so it's extremely important. It's a sign of respect to remember somebody's name, and you don't want to later, after talking to the person and smiling at them, and you go, "Hey," you don't say their name. "Hey, how you doing?" A lot of times we recognize that when somebody's doing that. It's like, okay, they don't remember my name, but it's cool. I'm not going to bring it up because I don't want to put them on the spot. And at the same time, you don't want to put yourself on the spot and insult the person by telling them you don't know the name and admitting, just admitting, "I don't know your name." That's kind of embarrassing. I have to face that all the time. Do I ask this person their name or not? And the last time I admitted to a person that I don't know their name, she was like, "Oh yeah, that's all right. I remember." Because she always remembers my name. She's never forgotten my name. And she's like, "Oh, no, that's okay. I do it all the time too." And she told me her name. Her name is Ursula. So now I think Ursula Andress 007. I will never forget her name again, So that's a good thing for the memory too. I did a course on Mind Valley with Jim Quick about training your brain to remember anything. And you do it by identifying other things around the thing you want to remember, So it supports it. So I remember Ursula Andress, so I'll remember her name is Ursula. It's like that. So I really need to get back to that. But yeah, that's one of the things. And otherwise, with visualizing or remembering things by sight, is chemo also destroyed my vision. I had perfect vision, 20/20 vision, perfect vision. And when I got back home, I noticed that everything, like if I looked at a distance, like at the TV, it would be so fuzzy, and I would strain my eyes so much to try to get it sharp that I would get a headache. And I realized something's actually wrong with my eyes, because you think, maybe I'm tired, let me just blink hard and all that to like clear it, let me get some Visine. None of that worked. And the only reason I realized it was linked to chemo is because my aunt, who has breast cancer, and she'll have to take chemo for the rest of her life, apparently, but she said the chemo messed up her eyes. I did not know that. So I have a vision problem and I have a memory problem. So I constantly have to face this. And tonight this happened. I was at a meeting. And the lady said to me, "Oh, you have my number." And I was like, "I do?" Because I didn't remember her giving me her number at the last meeting. She said, "Yes, from the store." So she's one of my customers, and I still didn't recognize her. And now I remember I had to ask her name twice. And I still didn't recognize her from that. But yesterday when I saw her, I just looked and I guessed that it was her, and I asked her if she was who I thought she was, and she said yes. So I just guessed, based on her appearance. But it's not really that I necessarily recognized her. But I think from now on, I will recognize her. I assume, and I really hope so. I think I'm gonna recognize it from now on. But can you relate to this? It or have you had somebody in your family, your friend or something who had chemo and now they are different, like they seem different. In any way, it could be in memory, recognizing things, even attitude, because like I said, there are psychological issues with it. And I don't know if it affects hormones, but oh, it can put a woman into early menopause, and that has its own effects on the body and on the mind. So, it's just a lot. And I kind of feel like there isn't much conversation about these things, publicly or really. And I had to go through this myself and kind of piece it together. I didn't know anything about cancer when I was diagnosed. And I wasn't even scared because I really didn't know anything. And I only knew one person who passed away from cancer, my uncle's wife. And it was ages ago. It was the early 90s. So I didn't have any knowledge of it. It doesn't run in the family or anything. So I had to learn all this stuff myself. So what about you? Like I said, I would love to know. I always want to hear feedback. Can you relate to any of this? Or do you have memory problems just from other stuff? And have you been to Mind Valley? Because it's an amazing platform, personal growth platform. And if you have you checked out Gym Quick? I want to know all these things. I want to know about you. So let me know. Thank you for listening once again to my little tale from my Wednesday. And I will talk to you again in a week. So I hope you have a great week. Be safe, please. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Forgive and forget. And have a great night and have a great rest of the week. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.